Tehran condemns Washington's starvation threat, saying Iran will survive despite U.S. sanctions. In a tweet, Iran's foreign minister said his American counterpart's open threat to starve the Iranian nation is a crime against humanity. Mohammad Javad Zarif accused Mike Pompeo of desperately trying to impose U.S. whims on Iran. Zarif said Iranians will not just survive, but they will thrive without sacrificing the country's sovereignty. The comments came after the U.S. Secretary of State said Tehran must listen to Washington if it wants Iranian people to eat. The U.S. announced the reimposition of sanctions against Iran's banking and energy sectors with the aim of cutting off its oil sales and crucial exports. The bans had been lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal, which the U.S. withdrew from in May. Political commentator David Yagubian has told Press TV that the U.S. Secretary of State's anti-Iran statement shows Washington's cruelty toward the Iranian people.
The recent statements by Mike Pompeo and other foreign policy elites as they gleefully proclaim what is going to be coming to Iran by way of the sanctions is very reminiscent of Madeleine Albright's gleeful statement, or I guess I shouldn't say gleeful, but her direct statement in 1996, in which she stated that the death of 500,000 Iraqi babies as a result of the American sanctions on Iraq was, quote, worth the price, end quote, of keeping the Saddam Hussein government contained. And so these rather cruel and inhuman statements coming out of particularly Mike Pompeo, I believe, should be understood in the same vein. And so in that context, the Donald Trump regime is really continuing in the path of its predecessors.